I said it before and I'll say it again. Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
Back to the Tommy John Show. I'm your host, Tommy Johns. I'm joined by Daniel San himself yet again. From what I understand, got a little needle stuck in his arm recently. How's it going, Dan?
Going well.
Yeah, it's going well. Did you have a needle? Am I incorrect in saying so?
Well, you didn't have to tell everybody. Jeez.
Well, you know, I mean, we're pretty open. We're an open book.
I got my vaccination. My first vaccination.
The first. Now you got Moderna.
First of many.
First of many. Well, you know, we're probably going to have to get multiple boosters, I'm sure, throughout the years.
Yeah. I hope so. I like opening packs.
Yeah. Booster packs? Magic? Mm-hmm. Pokemon?
Yeah. Pokemon.
I did play, Matt. I played in a pre-release over the weekend. Did a little sealed.
How'd you do?
I did all right. I should have went 2-1. But I ran out of time in the second match, so I went 1-1-1, and then what was that?
Tied.
Yeah, the format is super slow, so it is what it is. A lot of fun, but I was actually playing my friend in the second match, so we did a coin flip for the win, and he won the coin flip, which he won. So I technically went.
What, Ben?
What?
Did you play, Ben?
No. My friend Joe, who is my lady's friend's boyfriend, he plays up in Florida, New York, and that's where I go to play. It's like more of a like a baseball card shop, but like
and it's a new set.
New set. So it's called Strixhaven. What was that?
Is it out on Arena?
It is. It just launched on Arena last Thursday.
What?
Yeah, like a couple days ago.
I can't do that because I'm just going to suck in for all night tonight.
But, yeah, it's awesome. It's all Magic School themed. It has like five different colleges, they call them, which, you know, I know you're a big Harry Potter guy, Dan. So it's got that feel, and each of the colleges has like a different personality or whatever. But, man, I played a little Magic. That was fun. A little disappointed to not get that win. My deck was better, I will say that. But
did you play?
I was playing red-white, splashing black. So, like, you know, I was getting a little funky, but, like, the cards I opened. And that's the thing about sealed. Mm-hmm. And for those of you who don't know, like, sealed is, like, you get a certain, like, you open a couple different packs. If you remember Pokemon or Magic packs, you open up a certain amount of packs, and whatever you open, that's what you get to play with. So it's kind of luck of the draw in terms of you opening good cards. And I managed to open all good cards and all in my colors, which was awesome. But, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah. Well, my girlfriend listened to one of our podcasts. Mm-hmm. And she was like, yeah, I was listening to it, and it was the one we were talking about, a goldfish, and in
what?
The beginning.
Oh, goldfish, yeah, the cracker, the snack that smiles back.
And she said, then you guys started talking about something that was like an inside joke, or something that just didn't, like, you guys knew, but I was like, I have no idea
what smile. I wonder what it was.
I thought I was like, what? I don't remember. But I was like, it makes sense, we do that all the time, we're just like, yeah, hey, you...
It is something we got to keep in mind because, you know, not everybody's in our heads, but it is what it is. I mean,
back to
vaccination.
The vaccination.
Yes.
I mean, unless you were.
No.
Yeah. So I didn't. I had a little doozy with the vaccination.
Doozy.
I mean, at least signing up for it. So I signed up for it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next day I got a call saying they had an availability for an appointment or, you know, a shot. And so I got an email and a phone call.
Yeah.
through the email.
Both. You got both. Email and phone call?
Phone call. It was a phone call that told me I had an email. That was it. It was like, you have an email. Go click it. So I clicked the email. There was a link, and it said to enter your info you entered with, like, when you signed up. So I entered the exact info because they emailed me and they called me. So they had it. It said it was the incorrect info. Like, I entered, like, 20 times on the computer, on my phone. So I decided the next day I was just going to go. My dad was like, just go. Just go and be like, hey.
Can't hurt.
I went. I drove up. I just kind of like the one guy, no one really knows. I just kind of like be confident. The guy's like, do you have a point? I was like, yeah, we'll just go down there. He's like, yeah. And then once I got like past everyone, like close to it, I was like, I talked to the one lady. And I was like, yeah, I got a phone call. She was like, yeah, that was from me. I guess an automated one, but she, that's her. And I was like, yeah, the email didn't work. She's like, oh, yeah, a lot of people have that happened. She's like, I resent an email, but it was, it might not have gotten to everybody. I was like, okay, well, she's like, yeah, just, we'll just sign you up. So I filled something out there and then I got the shot.
Hell yeah. And how did you feel, man? How'd you feel?
Well, I have superpowers now.
What? What are they?
My left arm where the shot happened is really sore.
Interesting. You know what I've heard? Professor Xavier had the same thing happen to him.
Yeah, I don't know how useful and when I'm going to use it, but I certainly am feeling it, and I know it's definitely a power.
All right. Well, I mean, I'm here for it. You know, that's like a, you know, with like the millennial talk, right? It's like it's the sore arm for me. And that's just, I think what we're going to name this.
Is that what they say?
I don't know if we'll name this episode that, but, yeah, man, it's crazy. I had a sore arm after my first shot and then I got the second shot last week. I was right as rain. I was 100%. I pounded water. I avoided alcohol that week. I honestly felt like maybe I could, snap General Zod's neck before he killed someone. Okay. Which is a reference to Man of Steel. But I know a lot of people who are like, their ass was just straight up kicked after the second dose.
When I woke up this morning, I was like really exhausted. I was like, whoa. I don't know. For me, I was exhausted.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you got the Moderna, right? So like, you know, you got the lower class one, whatever. You know, I got Pfizer. It's not a big deal.
I didn't know that.
I'm not going to look down on you. You know, it might sound like I am.
Did you get superpowers?
Well, my superpowers were actual Wolverine claws.
Yeah, but how useful is that if you don't have regeneration?
I got that too, but here's the catch. My Wolverine claws, they come out of my toes.
Oh, okay.
But yeah.
You regenerate?
Hey, I mean, I regenerate.
He's still like, they still come out. It's not like knives to your feet.
It does hurt. It does hurt, but I don't use it a lot. It's basically whenever. So, you know, if I use a lot of knives in the kitchen throughout the week and I just haven't done, not laundry. I don't throw my knives in the laundry. If I haven't done the dishes,
that's good.
I'll you know, Wolverine claw out of my toes and, you know, go to town.
You go through a lot of shoes.
More socks. I don't wear a lot of shoes in the house, and I haven't really like been out and about and just like thrown out the claws. I won't. What was that?
How is it on hardwood?
Like hardwood? We only have carpet, so not too bad. Too bad. We have tile as well, so it's like not.
Not great on a tile.
Not great on tile. It's not. But you know what? I'm bringing the foot up to the countertop to do the like chop veggies or whatever.
I still don't think it's as good as a sore arm.
As what? As a sore arm? Well, you know, we'll have to battle it out maybe.
Yeah, we will.
But
in kung fu kickball.
Okay, in kung fu. I mean, I feel like my knife feet would not be good in kung fu kickball because I would just puncture the ball.
Yeah, but how are you kicking it?
With
like,
my feet.
They don't come out of the bottom of your foot. Like in kung fu kickball, they kind of kick it with the bottom of their foot.
Oh, true. They're doing like kung fu kicks.
Yeah, some no. Sometimes they would use their
like could, Enter the Dragon kicks, kind of.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. But no, that's exciting. You got the shot, man. I mean, most of our friends are fully vaxxed at this point. We're having a good, we're blowing each other. It's a good time, man.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Did you?
Yep.
I didn't know those guys.
It's on the whole thing.
It's on the whole thing. It's on the forum, the friend forum.
Yeah, the whole friend forum down here.
It's a subreddit, right? Whatever. You know, I don't get invited to those things, but yeah, man, I had a question for you though.
Okay.
So on my Instagram, so like if you go into Instagram, so you can go to the side where your DMs are, your direct messages as they were. And I have it so only people who follow me and I follow them can direct message me, but like people who I don't follow can request to message me. So I got a request from someone, from a certain Matt Gray.
It's a long question.
I know. Well, I have to give you the context, and I'm going to ask you your opinion.
Okay.
The message from Matt Gray was, "Hi, my friend." That's it. Now, a little background.
Okay.
On Matt Gray's profile. 9 posts, 5 followers, and he follows 19 people. One of them being myself.
Ooh.
Now his his little profile picture, like up in the top corner, is like a weird little Celtic symbol and just the word company. And then, you know, it goes on to say that welcome to Swedish Trade Unlimited or Limited. It's not unlimited. It's just limited. Our investment plans and profits, 12% after 12 hours. I don't know what 12%, like 12% gains, 12%, 20% after 24 hours, 30% after 48 hours, 40% after 72 hours, and 50% after 96 hours.
Can you message him back? Just keep asking him more amounts of time and how much that would percent. Like, can you just be like 174 hours? ? Like, how much that would be? Just keep. And when he responds, just like, okay, then 200 hours.
But all of his posts are either financial memes or people messages to him. Like, you know, like he's showing that people are messaging him and saying, I want to invest this. Now, okay, so you kind of answered my question already. Should I message him? And you said yes.
Yeah, you should message him just whatever that percentage thing
is. I'm going to accept it, right? I just accepted it. I'm going to say, how much percent after 300 hours? Is that good?
Yeah, and then just like, I want to invest. Just say, or you could just literally keep going like
400 hours. We'll see if he answers.
400 hours?
He sent it at 4:40 on Monday. I'd been waiting for the podcast.
Right away.
That would be concerning.
It's a scam, obviously.
Well,
trying to get people.
What if it wasn't a scam? You know, what if he's legit and like people are really making money? He's doing on Instagram.
That's true. He's just like, I don't know. Let me just tell them what I can do in hours.
Yeah, no, well, yeah, it's a weird measurement system, and I haven't done the math. I just looked at it like real quick. I don't know.
It'd be funny if it was like zooming in on a picture. You can do that.
Yeah, well, it's like
some real weird percent.
I don't know if like the math makes sense. So 12% after 12 hours, and then double the hours, you do not make the double the percent. So he's not really making a case for like doing it for a certain amount of hours, like longer hours, right? So 12% after 12 hours, that's a percent an hour.
The law of diminishing returns.
And it goes, well, yeah, I love the law of diminishing returns, and I do not think people take that into account a lot.
If there's two things I love, it's the law and diminishing returns.
Hell yeah, dude. No, yeah. But seriously, like, people will talk about, like, and we've talked about it. Like the for an example, the honey barbecue twist from Fritos.
People will talk about them. Yeah, I know.
The law of diminishing returns is monumental. Did I just say monumental? Monumental.
I don't know if you did.
I think I added a mole.
Everyone knew what you meant.
Yeah, it is monumental in evaluating those. Mm-hmm. Snacks, because even that one bag is almost too much, and like you can't have, it's not like a snack you can just keep pounding, you know. So
yeah,
I love that law.
That's like Captain Crunch.
Yes,
where it's like you can have a little bit, but it's gonna crush you. Sour Patch Kids, the list can go on.
Yeah, I mean, there's a big guy
falls under that category.
Yeah, so.
The more of him, the more you don't get more.
But
if we could find out.
You know what? It is what it is. So I messaged him. So we'll see what happens.
I'm interested to find out.
If he's really Swedish, he's on Swedish time. So we got some. I'll probably get something tomorrow. I do like that he called me his friend. Said my friend, you know what? Maybe we are friends. I do appreciate the branding. Just company is really professional. So if you guys want to follow this guy, it's Swedish_trade_limited1. I guess Swedish_trade_limited was already taken, so he had to throw the one on there. But I'm glad he got the next best thing. Did you watch the fight over the past weekend?
The Jake Paul fight?
Did you watch? Yeah, the Jake Paul fight. Did you watch it?
I didn't watch the Jake Paul fight. I did not. But I heard that Jake Paul won.
Yeah, who did he fight?
I don't know, but I watched the Pete Davidson thing where he's like, no one knows who this guy is. I don't know who he is, and someone told me who he was today and what he does. And Jake Paul, who proves that you can do anything if you're a shitty YouTuber. I don't know, like, he's pretty much shit on both of them. And
you gotta respect it. His name was Ben Askren, who I believe is a... like a real dude. I mean, he looked like he's not really. The
MMA fighter or mixed martial arts fighter. Yeah, he was a fighter, but he had to stop fighting because he broke his hip. And
was he 90?
No, he had some injuries, but then he was told he could fight again. So he's not a boxer. Like,
yeah. Did they box or did they MMA fight?
I thought they boxed. I don't know.
Oh, shit.
I was pretty sure that I'm almost positive they boxed.
It was a boxing match.
Yeah. Because Pete Davidson was like, this is how low boxing has really fallen. But
That's hilarious. I am glad Pete Davidson was involved. I think I heard like a clip of them of when they first started the match or whatever. You could just hear Pete Davidson in the background screaming, I'm gonna come. It's just funny. Like, I'm not like the biggest Pete Davidson fan, but like, he gets how ridiculous shit is, and he's got his ear to the ground. I'm like,
that's what. But we live in a world where people can do whatever they want now. If you have enough, it's funny because it's low, like present day, not like, I don't want to say like Jesus is in a way as far as just Jesus? Having a group of followers, in, as far oh, as, okay. you know, like religions, you know,
yeah.
you have, if you have enough people, you can just do whatever, like people, oh, like Jake Paul became a boxer because literally he made a following on YouTube. And I mean, I want to see, I got nothing, he's crazy. And he
does absolutely insane.
A little bit like a sociopath, but again, I don't know. And I'd like to see him actually box somebody who's a boxer, because this kid's ego is going to, like, he's going to keep fighting people he pretty much knows he can beat.
Well, here's the thing. Boxing is, so first of all, I like boxing a lot better than MMA. I don't think I'm ever going to be an MMA guy. I know a lot of my friends are MMA people at this point. Like, a lot of people got into it in the past, you know, 10 or so years. It got a lot bigger, and I understand. But to me, MMA has been, you know, I think people respect MMA because it's like a lot more technicality kind of thing. It's like you're part of like a discipline in multiple different martial arts. That's why it's called mixed martial arts. But to me, I do love boxing because it feels like, it feels old school enough, like where it's, there's obviously a lot of skill involved, but it's also very brutish, you know? And brutish
as far as,
like, it just feels like you're just like punching, man. You're just like, it's like you're like, it's like two fucking, like, just a lot of like anger and stuff.
I
mean, and like,
I would say MMA is a little more brutish in my, yeah. As far as.
Well, I guess it is brutish, 100%. But I think that MMA is a lot more skill intensive and more about the disciplines of the different martial arts.
Yeah, I guess so.
And where it's like boxing is almost like two berserkers, you know, going after it. It's like, all right, who's gonna hit harder, you know? Not so much like because you're getting hits to the head throughout the whole match, like, and that's happening in MMA too. I don't want to take that away from MMA, but it feels like, you know, who's going to get that last big hit? You know, like, you look at someone like Mike Tyson, right? Like,
like those big dudes where he just fucking comes up with an uppercut, and they're just like, boom.
Yeah, like Mike Tyson to me is a guy who could get in the ring, right, and like take a bunch of hits, like a motherfucker, right? Like, he's gonna take a bunch of hits and then just land one punch and the other guy's done.
Or is he gonna fight
who?
Mike Tyson. Didn't they say they were gonna do like a Mike Tyson fight?
I'm not exactly sure. I know he said he'd do it again. I mean, he is a once in a lifetime kind of guy. Like, even at his age now, I wouldn't want to even get near him.
I watched a couple of. I told you I watched him, his interview where he did the toad thing, which is like DMT.
Yeah.
But it's just listening to him talk
it is funny.
It's just, well, it's just like, it's soothing almost sometimes.
Yeah.
So then I was, everything was gone, and just like, you just listen to him, like, oh, and they put music behind it.
He's a
very interesting guy. He was an incredible athlete. Had a very, very interesting life.
Yeah, but like he is an absolute animal, you know, and I think he is in general a very docile guy. I don't like, and that's the beauty of him, right? He is such like a docile guy outside the ring that like, but he's like, it's just like a switch flips when he gets in the ring, and he's just absolutely insane. And I like that like insanity about boxing, you know, where it's, I know there's a lot of skill, but it doesn't feel like a lot of skills going on. Like it's like a lot of skill, but it doesn't look like it, you know?
Yeah. Boxing is also, after you box, you realize how tough it is. Like, how you don't realize how hard it is, how much cardio you need, and how heavy your arm gets throwing punches with, like, not even that heavy of gloves. Like, you realize how much muscle you need to gain to, like when you start. Like, I never really box, but just the workouts and getting in the ring and being like, oh god, like, to go 10 rounds.
Oh my god.
And those guys had muscular arms. Like, you see them, you understand, like, why. I mean, me and Hurley, when we boxed in, like, 100 degree weather, and we were just tired by like a minute and a half, and we were just kind of like, you realize why they like go and like hold each other, because they're like, they're just exhausted. They just throw like a punch. It takes everything out of you.
It does. And we had a cousin, Kyle, who boxed, and we did you go to his boxing match?
I never did. No, I was in California.
Oh yeah, yeah. I went, and dude, I had a fucking ball. I was like amped up. And so to me, like, the boxing versus MMA like thing is like, I mean, it's going to sound like a weird comparison, is like Magic the Gathering. So like your limited magic versus like your constructed magic, where boxing is your, like, you have a limited amount of things you can do, and you have to maximize on that stuff, you know, that you have a limited access to, like punches and that's pretty much, and dodges and stuff, where like MMA is a little more complex. You know, what are you going to bring to the table? You know, like, you know, there's a lot more going on, but I kind of like that, like, scrappiness of boxing. But the problem with boxing for me, I mean, at least on a professional level at this point, is it is a lot of, you know, I mean, you know, this Jake Paul thing. I don't know if that guy, could have just beat Jake Paul, but it seemed like he might have. Like, you never know if that guy's just losing and then walking away with a shit ton of money, you know?
That's like, who knows anymore? I don't, that's the issue with everything today, is who knows who's just taking a paycheck. I mean, who knows at any time in history, you know, people could have been taking a paycheck, but now more than ever, where it's like, all right, this is all just a show. Like, everything's just a show.
Yeah. You find out,
everyone's persona is a show. Everyone, like, you end up finding out everyone's shitty, or that's what it ends when you, whatever, especially like the YouTube era. Everything comes out because these people start thinking they're like, they can't be stopped. So that's where like the sociopaths shine, where it's like,
yeah,
whatever they want. But,
well, there was big news this week. Mr. EDP445. Do you know who that is?
EDP?
EDP, Eat the Pussy. Eat the Pussy 445. You know him?
Not personally, mate. No.
He's that big old fat black dude who's a, like, Eagles super fan. Had a lot of like viral videos about him talking about the Eagles. He has like a lot of like memes, like, of him just flipping out or saying some crazy ass shit. This past week, he got, it's hard to say. It's like, you can't really say busted, right? So there is another YouTube account that likes to trap people into texting and trying to meet up with minors. It's like to expose pedophiles or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I guess they had like started catfishing him and then met up with him, had like a big video. It was a big video on YouTube. And like, he was trying to meet up with a 13-year-old that he was just talking to them the whole time, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know if he got arrested or not. I don't know if you can get arrested if like, cause it's like a lot of the, what the hell is it? The TV show.
Dateline.
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 Yeah.
Date night.
Date night. Oh yeah, I mean it was date night for someone. So he got busted, man. But he was like, and like the joke I was making to, you know, we have a lot of friends that are Eagles fans. It's like, oh man, what a shot to the Eagles, man. Like, how are they gonna survive? Because I mean that was a joke, obviously, but he was like the fucking Eagles YouTube guy. And like,
I didn't know him, but I'm not really Eagles.
I'm sure you've seen shit like from him in the past.
Probably. I mean, if you showed me, I might be like, oh, okay, I've seen that guy.
Yeah, yeah. So, it's crazy shit. Like, obviously, the evidence is very damning. Obviously, but I don't know. That's the thing. Like, what can you, like, do? Like, what can the cops, like, arrest him for? Like, it wasn't like a police sting, you know?
Who? It was a YouTube sting?
Yeah, it was like another account.
Oh, well, I guess I could turn it over to the police, and then he would just be monitored. I don't know if he would be arrested. I don't know. Yeah, it would be attempt at. Yeah, you would get charged with something if they had proof. 100%, he would get charged.
I guess because
he'd just probably be a register. He'd probably have to register as a sex offender.
Maybe, but like it's hard to say like without the police doing, because I know like the police will do like those undercover things, and yeah, like that is substantial evidence.
I don't know that law. All I know is the law of diminishing returns. That's my favorite thing.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's the only law that really matters on this podcast.
But the actual law, I don't know. So maybe not.
I'm really just asking because this 12-year-old asked me to hang out next week, and I just don't know what to do. And no, I'm kidding, obviously. She's 14. Nope, that's a joke as well.
I thought you were gonna say 13.
No, I had to do the 2-year jump.
I had to do it. No, 90, misdirect, Tom.
Yeah, man. Crazy.
What time for?
What was that?
You know what time for?
What time?
14:50.
Oh, you're having a did you have Chinese tonight?
Maybe. I had wonton soup and egg rolls.
That's it? I mean, there's nothing wrong with wonton soup and egg rolls.
All right.
Where from?
Just Panda. There's no real place to get good Chinese. It's really like I get this, and it's like a faint gliss. You know, like the wonton soup is. It's not even. It's just salty water.
Mm-hmm.
The wontons are pretty good, but you know what you should know.
What's the fortune?
9/10 of education is encouragement.
Encouragement?
Yeah, 9/10 of education.
Fuck! If I knew that when I went to school, I'd be a podcast host.
Ten-tenths of fortune cookies. Fortunes aren't fortunes.
Wait, is that did it say that as well?
No.
Oh. Because it's funny, I got like a fortune cookie that was a joke, but it was like a regular because we used to, when we worked at Hong Kong Sunny's, we had the dirty fortune cookies that you can like give, and it would have like a silly fortune. But this was just
dirty fortune cookies.
They were just in this fortune cookie was just in my bag, like my bag of food, and not just like my bag in general, but like my bag of food, and it was mixed in with regular fortunes, and I opened it. And it read, "You will be hungry in 1 hour," which is hilarious because that's what happens to every single time. It was the most true fortune I've ever gotten because I am always hungry a little bit later after Chinese food.
Yeah, that actually, I was talking about that. Was I talking about that with you?
I don't think so.
Girlfriend. No, I was talking about sushi. Sushi is something where I was like, I could eat 8. Like, we go to the all-you-could-eat sushi, and we could get stuffed.
Mm-hmm.
And then 2 hours later, I could be like, I can go for a cheesesteak. You guys remember, like, I could eat a couple cheesesteaks.
Yeah.
Sushi was one of those things where it's just like, I could get disgustingly full on it, and it still wouldn't fill me up. Like, I could eat more sushi later.
I love sushi, man. I think,
dude, you don't know how often I eat it. I eat it. I get McCaffrey's sushi a couple times. I get like two rolls most of the time, and at least twice a week I'll stop there and grab some. They do good sushi, especially if you go early. Like, early as in like 11. I don't get like sushi that early, but like when I drop off the dog after I walk, I go get the sushi. You know, you want to get the ones that are in the front, the ones in the back. They push to the back.
I do like the idea of our listeners not knowing what McCaffrey's is and just thinking you're going to grab sushi from some Irish dude.
Yeah, my boy McCaffrey.
Yeah. Oh, how are you doing, Daniel?
And that's how I can afford it, because it's like I just slip him fortune cookies.
It's just potato and meat. What was that?
I have a ton of fortune. I'm collecting them. I probably have like 60 fortunes.
Dude, we're going to have a fortune cookie party, bro.
No, I'm going to turn it into like a little, maybe put them on like a mug and then like.
Oh, the fortunes.
The fortunes.
All not the cookies.
Like, not the cookie. I don't have a bunch of cookies.
Oh, I thought you were just keeping cookies that you didn't open.
No, I got the fortunes. So like sometimes I can read them and be like, oh, that's a little motivation. Like sometimes it says, this one says like, sometimes money costs too much. That's it. That's all said. And you know, sometimes I'm like, you're done right, it does. Fortune cookie.
Yeah, man. I mean, we actually have some fortune cookies here that are unopened. Waiting for a day I need some fortunes. So, but I wanted to get to, and I texted you about this, but like post-apocalyptic movies. Mm-hmm. What are some of your favorite post-apocalyptic movies?
Post-apocalyptic. I like The Book of Eli.
That is a good, underrated movie.
Yeah. Also, like,
dude, we saw that when we were doing, like, Thursday night movies all the time.
Yeah, and honestly, I liked the whole thing. The whole thing was good. I mean, you know, the twist, it's fine. It was cool. I liked it, you know. But I just liked how it was done.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. And I liked the villain. Thought he was a good villain. It was good for a post-apocalypse. Obviously, the new Mad Max.
Yes, Fury Road, Mad Max Fury Road, excellent. I mean, that is like one of the best movies of the past 10 years, maybe 20 years. At least when it comes to action.
It's good.
But I mean, so yeah, the reason I was you know thinking about this is because you know, obviously we both love Mad Max Fury Road. I was like, you know what? I got to watch the original Mad Maxes. Same director, George Miller. This is like his love child.
Yeah,
too. Mel Gibson was the original Mad Max. You know, outside of his, you know, his kind of anti-Semitic stuff, he's, you know, a good actor. And Mad Max is what made him famous. I don't know if you know that.
Mad Max is what made him famous?
Yeah, so, I mean, like, what really kicked off his career.
Wasn't the Passion of the Christ?
I mean, surprisingly, it wasn't the Passion of the Christ. But, so, I
didn't get an Oscar for his first film.
What was that?
Didn't he direct Braveheart?
He directed Braveheart, directed and starred in Braveheart.
That was wasn't that his first film?
First film he directed, yeah.
Got an Oscar for his first film.
It's pretty good. I mean, you know, Braveheart's a good movie.
Long. I remember it was two VHSs. That's
yeah, it was a long, like, long bitch.
That's a long movie.
Yeah.
That was one you knew to get when you were younger if you wanted to stay up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you'd see like the double VHS and be like, oh. We want to just stay. Like, we don't really want to watch the movie. You just kind of want to be a rebel and stay up and get those movies.
I love those movies. I remember, Titanic was multiple VHSs. Yeah,
yep, Titanic. You know, I had never fully seen Titanic.
What?
Like, all the way through until recently.
Why?
I just never have. I had always seen parts, and I had always just sung the Celine Dion song because my sisters sang, but I never had. Really, I knew it happened. People always were watching it, and so I'd pop in and be like, "Well, the diamonds, the rose, and I'm naked, Leonardo DiCaprio, paint me like." Like, I knew all the lines. I had just never sat down and watched it all the way through because it was always a two-part VHS. And sometimes that would be, like, the stopping point for parents.
Mm-hmm.
They'd be like, well, you can watch the other part. So that's why you had to time it, you know. You had to be like, all right, you know, you can start the other half at, like, 9 o'clock. It was not too late. You had to time when you started it if it was a movie like that. But I never got through a 10.
That's understandable. The second half is the good half, in my honest opinion, on Titanic. Like, that second VHS is like the like tragedy porn kind of, you know, people drowning and shit.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
You know.
Typically. You know, I know it's just very frustrating. She's like watching that and just not being like, why wouldn't you just hop on top of that? Like, keep her warm. Like, why wouldn't that on top of the door?
Like, oh, that's been a debate for years, man.
I know. But when I watched it, I was like, I just like get on top of her. A, be like, my body heat will keep you warm so you survive. And like, that would have been a more plausible death that he just froze on top of her trying to save her. And then that would be like, he never let go. He could have had her hand.
He could have had her hand and been like almost like a little frozen turtle shell on her back, you know?
Yeah. Like, it would have made more sense that she lived because she'd still probably freeze. She was wet. I don't know.
She was wet as fuck, dude. I don't know. Oh, yeah. So, wait. Braveheart, Mel Gibson, Mad Max.
Post-apocalyptic.
1979 was when the first Mad Max came out. George Miller, the director.
Steve Miller's brother.
So I just recently watched all three of the OG Mad Maxes. And I'm going to rank all the Mad Maxes for you.
Okay.
Right now. So
let's go.
I don't know where I should. Should I start with number one or number four?
Go start with number two. I'm gonna go backwards and then jump to one. Let's start with number four.
Number four. I'm gonna put, and because I feel like we're a lot of the same way on this, is we both like the world building, but number four, and for that reason alone, that it isn't like it's just an origin story, is the first one, for me. Now,
first one is the worst.
It's not the, it is the worst, but it's just not. It just does not ring like the essence of Mad Max as much. Which, like, to me, Mad Max is just like this kind of like, so like if you notice throughout the films, other than the first one being an origin story, it's like all stories about him showing up and someone else kind of being a narrator and being like it's like about their experience with Mad Max. Which is kind of cool. He's like this, like, Western style.
The new apocalypse of Westerns.
Like, yeah.
Pretty much it is.
He's like a legend.
Like, post-apocalyptic is kind of the new Western.
Mm-hmm. And he's like a legend that shows up and, like, helps and then kind of, like, you know, but he's still kind of, like, rebel. He's not, like, necessarily good or bad. He just tends to do the right thing.
He's chaotic neutral.
Exactly. So for that reason, but I think it's important to watch the first one to kind of like, cause it kind of like it's pre apocalypse, basically Mad Max, the original. So it's like, so apparently, you know, it was during the, oil crisis in the 70s or whatever. It's supposed to take place, like supposing that got worse in the 80s. So it takes place during then. And, like, it's kind of apocalyptic, but not fully. It wasn't, like, nuclear fallout yet. But then, you know, it moves on. But number three is going to be Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome, which...
No, I've never seen it, but...
You've never seen it. So I watched that last night, actually.
You were going to be like the Jet Li thing.
Oh yeah, no, no, I've never seen
it. I've never seen it, but by the reviews, it seems like it would be better.
Yeah. No, but I saw it last night. Beyond Thunderdome. It's the third one. It definitely has the more world building aspect, in the series. But I think it's, you know, overall like a little choppier of a film, but still pretty good. You got Tina Turner plays the villain, and it's got some it kind of bridges that gap of like, you know, people starting to create mini civilizations that we see in the Tom Hardy one.
Yeah.
And it's kind of an epic, and you really get to see like the power of George Miller's vision in that one, I think. But I think if it was made like nowadays, I think it would have benefited from some better resources and stuff like that. And then number two is going to be Mad Max, The Road Warrior, a.k.a. Mad Max 2. That one, is pretty close to the Tom Hardy one, honestly. It has that, car chase feel to it. It's got some great action. It's like, in the infancy of, Mad Max's post-apocalyptic journey. So it's got some origin story to it. It's awesome.
Was Mad Max a comic?
They made some comics of it, but I think originally it was, just an idea from George Miller. I could be wrong, but and then number one is actually Fury Road. I mean, that film is an action movie masterpiece.
The new one.
Yeah, the newest one, yeah, with Tom Hardy. And, you know, they have another one coming out, too.
I think he's a great Mad Max.
Yeah, Tom Hardy makes it the most sense. He talks the least out of all the other Mad Maxes, for sure. You know, obviously, you know, in the 80s, if you're going to have Mel Gibson, he's going to have a lot more lines. But it is interesting because, I'm watching this and I'm like I'm watching the OGs and I'm like, wow. Because the original was 79, I think the second one was 82 or 83, and then the third one was 85. So it's still pretty early for the action post-apocalyptic world. You see a lot of influences in a lot of movies, a lot of post-apocalyptic movies that we've seen in the past 30 years, which is you know, I think it's important to watch. I think people forget about the OG Mad Maxes, especially since how good the newer one was. I think people like to kind of and you know how unpopular Mel Gibson is in the public eye these days. It's easy to kind of brush it aside, but I think they're worth watching because George Miller, I think, is actually one of our great filmmakers that we have. Well,
maybe I'll have to give a little marathon binge.
I recommend it. Also, you know, it's funny about George Miller, the director of the Mad Maxes. You look at his IMDb, it's like all of his best known films are all the Mad Maxes. And then Happy Feet. This is crazy.
Yeah, it makes sense. That's a logical transition. That's where I would go next.
It was probably for his kids, or maybe he's just like, I fucking love penguins, man.
Yeah,
I think he's Australian, I'm assuming. But I wanted to get your, talk a little bit about Mad Max while it was still on my mind. Do you have a rec room for this week?
Yeah, I mean, I got a couple. I mean, I started a new show and I read I'm almost finished the book, but it's a book that I've only seen the movie of. And the book is 100% different, way different than the movie. And the book I'd recommend is Ready Player One.
Okay.
And it's good. It's a lot more in depth, and all of the challenges are way harder and way not even close to the challenges in the movie. it's over more time. It's you know, thing, the book and the movie are completely different. Like, it's not even. I understand why. I guess because I think you said that. I remember when it came out, you said book people were pretty mad, and I get it now because it's literally not like it's a different movie than the book. Like, it's the different, the character starts out like fat, and like there are some similar things that happen, like literally a couple key points, but other than that, it's more like every single task is different so far.
Do you like it better than the movie?
Oh, well, yes, 100%. It's way better.
All right.
Yeah, I like what happened, like the end, coming up to the end, how it's happening, better than how it happened in the other movie. It's a lot darker, and that's probably why. Like, I mean, it got kind of dark, but it's darker in the book. But it's cool. I like it a lot more. It has so many references, like. Infinitely more, but I get it because they probably couldn't get the licensing for everything. Like in the movie, he gets a one-up life, like coin,
like from, a Mario one-up.
No, like just like plus one life.
Okay.
And from the, have you seen it?
I actually haven't. No.
Oh, maybe I shouldn't give away anything.
Go for it, man. I don't know if I'll watch it anytime soon.
In the other, the book is just way more like the challenges are way more in depth. So in the one, so he gets it by literally just, he gets help from the curator who turns out to be what's his name from Simon Pegg from Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah, Simon Pegg.
Yeah. So he, in the movie from Simon Pegg, he gets a coin by just pretty much like proving him wrong. In the book, he gets a 100% perfect game of Pac-Man. And because he thinks it's like the key to unlock it, because he finds like it's a way cooler Easter egg hunt. Because the whole thing is an Easter egg hunt on a virtual world and with a guy who was obsessed, like the nerdy, just think of the nerdiest guy who was obsessed with the 80s, but also like Lord of the Rings and Star Trek and like literally everything. So the books are way more in depth and right up my alley. It was, I enjoyed it so far. Cause I listened to it on Audible.
Yeah.
I probably got like 2 hours left maybe. So I'm almost done. But yeah, I would recommend. So far, I'm not finished it yet, but I think it comes to the same conclusion, obviously. If it doesn't, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised, but still, so far, the book is way better.
So all right.
The show, though, I would recommend is My Hero Academia.
Oh, you're on the My. All right, cool.
I'm back on the anime, so go check that out. I'm not going to say anything.
Dan the Weeb has got. Snuck in an anime on us.
It's an interesting show.
Oh, I know. I mean, a lot of people are fans of that show. I see on
you start Twitter. To see like all the similarities in anime, like the like just the very the like.
To be fair to anime, people, though, I will say you do start to see the similarities in all regular shows too.
No, yeah, but I'm just saying there's certain plot point like. They always do this to show a character's power. They're like, they have a tournament and they must, and everyone's watching. And this is the time where you can, like, in the past, like, 5 shows, that's the, like with the ninjas, it's they have a thing where they fight and everyone's watching for, like, in every show they have that, where they need to show their powers and they find some way to do it. But I'm at one of those because it's a school. Like where you have pretty much as a school for superheroes, you have something called a quirk, and
hence the academia, probably.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But go watch it. That's it. That's all I'll say.
Cool. My rec is actually, I mean, it's going. I wanted to just talk to you about something that these guys talk about. It's a podcast episode, and I think I'm, you know, pretty confident to just recommend the podcast in general. It's called Taste Buds. It's with Sal Vacano from Impractical Jokers and a comedian named Joe DeRosa. And they kind of just like debate about food on their podcast, which, you know, we kind of get into those kind of things. So there's similarities. And I just listened. So I had seen a TikTok of one of them like talking about their, like, you know, it just gave a clip of the podcast from Tacos versus Burgers. And I listened after watching the clip because it was funny. I listened to the whole episode. And it brought me a lot of joy. Like, you know, first of all, their chemistry. And second of all, like how like intense they got about the debate between tacos versus burgers. But I did want to, you know, broach the subject with you, Dan, about tacos versus burgers. Where do you fall? Because I don't exactly know where I fall. I have like an idea, but like I'm not like firmly on one side or the other.
That's what, well, it depends. It's like, it's a mood thing. Cause like I can't just have taco, but I just had a fantastic steak taco. Like tacos are versatile, but I've had some amazing burgers. I'd probably have to go burger in my eye, like 100%. I love some tacos, but
that's fair. That's
there's
fair.
Some, I, there's burgers where I'm just like, man, I could just go for like a little caramelized onions or like even the crispy onions, bacon. I don't know. You just make a good burger. That's so it's going to fill me up. Wait, I need like 8 tacos.
So I'll say, right? So I did talk to our cousin Matty Gormer about this from the Just Because podcast and the Nook Shots Network. And he's burger all the way. He said to me.
Yeah, he's a burger guy, though.
He is a burger guy. That, to be fair, he told me, he's like, I've never had a taco and said, wow, that's better than a burger. Which, you know, whatever, fair. Now, I'm looking at it at a wide, like, here is how I feel about the two different.
How many people say that, though?
What was that?
How many people are going to say that in general?
It's true. I think I'll.
Taco, wow, that's better than a burger. Hear that all the time outside.
Yeah, yeah. But so like the way I view this from like a standing back looking at these two foods and thinking about my experiences with them, here is my take. Tacos have a higher ceiling on quality than burgers do. However, they do have a lower floor. And I think burgers are a more consistent food. And, you know, they could have a low floor. Like, obviously, we've had bad burgers in our life. But I do enjoy the versatility of a taco. And,
dude, especially, like, nice taco. I just went to a place in Philly.
Like, a good taco. Like, with,
no,
like,
good. Like, they had fish tacos. We all were trying different tacos. So it was like mahi-mahi. I got steak. Someone got like a pork belly. Someone got pork like shoulder. Like nice tacos. They put, you know, all this other stuff on top. Mine had like the crispy fried onions with some other stuff and like a special sauce. And they were delicious. Like they were really good.
Yeah. And that is something that, to me, leans me towards tacos. Like, I think, like, tacos at their best will beat out a burger at its best. Not to say the burgers are bad.
I think maybe in, like, if there was a taste contest. Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But I think you just have to reinvent a burger. You'd have to make, like, a more appetizer-sized burger. Because burgers are bigger. But burgers can be just as, like, delicious. Like, that's why
100%.
I had burgers that I was just like, geez, that was amazing. Like, really just hit the spot. So, I mean, I get what you're saying. Like, I think maybe I still have to go burger just because it's like a comfort thing. I think about burgers I ate the tacos this week, and I've thought about it, but there's some burgers I'm still thinking about, like that mac and cheese burger from Nosh.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I mean, the ceiling is also pretty high on burgers, and, like, I do love a burger. I think for me, it comes down to, I think the problem with burgers for me is, I mean, I love them. They're delicious, and, you know, I'm always down for a burger. I had a really good Danish blue cheeseburger this week with mushrooms on it and, like a balsamic reduction. It was insane. It was delicious. However, after I eat a burger, I feel a little shitty. It feels a little, you know, greasier and, like, you know, just, like, I don't know. Like, kind of, I don't know. It just feels like a more of a pit in my stomach rather than the tacos, which
they're lighter.
Lighter, and, like, also, like, the flavor is a little more challenging to your palate, and I like that, like, in general, because I like the balance of, like, the spice, and then you put a little sour cream on there or some cheese to kind of balance out the spice.
I like
some guac. Yeah, exactly. So it's tough for me to say, but I definitely listened to that episode of the podcast because it's just hilarious to hear them, you know, duke it out about the taco versus the burger, because they're just funny people. But it did. I mean, I've just been thinking about, like, burgers versus tacos all week because I listened to it. And, I mean, I love them both. I mean, I'm not going to say no to either of them ever, you know, but.
So you're going
to
go tacos?
Hmm?
You're going to go tacos?
I think I'm going tacos. I actually had some good tacos this week. We got, like, that pickled cactus. We used that instead of meat. It was like Meatless Monday or whatever, you know? And a little hot sauce, a little sour cream, a little cheese. We did some pickled onions. It was, I mean, hey, come on. It's good. It's good, and you get the nice corn tortillas. You throw them on the pan for a little bit, get them a little hot. Uy, el marrón. But, yeah, man. But I think it's going to do it for this episode. You got any closing thoughts?
Well, let me just tell you something that I was told recently.
Okay.
Hey, don't do that.
What were you doing? You were told that. That's it?
Yeah, that's all. I just
want to leave people. All right. Well, you can find all of our podcasts at nookshots.com. You can find the Just Because podcast on there, which has been featured on the Burger Buff page of Instagram recently. You can find me at twitter.com/TommyJohns, patreon.com/TommyJohns. You can find Dan at the Room of Wreck. Find Dan wherever he wants you to find him, whenever.
Getting entry, KISSING.
Mm-hmm.
Guessing it. Yeah, I gotta think of trees. Okay, make some of them.
But until next time, see you. Just fill your